the day everybody celebrates, you know.
Yes, boy, it's always a celebration. I'm actually, this is very timely. I'm going to see my tax person this weekend, so.
So, with that, and there's some, I'm sure there's a lot of people who've already filed, especially the people who, they want to get their money back and, but then there's the procrastinators out there who are either just haven't done it yet or just going, well, I'm going to owe money, so I'm just the government can just wait until I'm ready to pay them. I've seen both sides of that story.
Yes, I've been on both sides of that story. I bet you have too.
So, a lot of people choose an app or purchase tax software to do their taxes and that kind of thing. But, if you want to get a tax consultant, BBB has some tips on how to choose a tax preparer. And we'll just kind of go over some of those today. And how do you know when you need help with your taxes? And a lot of that comes with like changes in your life, business ownership, maybe just a lack of knowledge about, the tax laws, and you really need to find somebody that you can trust, to help you with your taxes. So it's just like choosing an expert to put a roof on your house or do your plumbing or electrical. Probably better idea than tackling it yourself. And, in some cases it just makes more sense to hire a professional. It's like I say, I could put a roof on my house and it would probably take me 30 days, and at the end it would probably leak. So these guys do it in a day, and when it's done, it's perfect. So don't try to put a roof on your house.
I thought, right, exactly. I thought that I was going to be, Mr. Adult, and my wife and I got married, and our very first year, I said, I'll handle the taxes, dear. And I did, and I got audited the first time I did it, so I have never done them again.
Ironically, we were in that same boat. Well, we decided to like do our own taxes, and we did get audited, and the IRS came in, they audited us, and they ended up owing us $1,000 more.
I can't remember what happened with us. I don't know if I'm pretty sure they didn't get any more money from me, or I got any more money from them, I should say.
I mean, long story short, we haven't been audited since then. I guess they're not going to send somebody out because they're going to end up owing us more. Professional tax people are not only familiar with the tax laws and how to file, but they also help navigate things like deductions, credits. Should you file married, single, married couple, should you be joined or separate? Those are all good questions for, somebody who kind of does that thing. It's like, people who are professionals out there, they do that thing day in and day out, and that's all they do. I would not come to the station and try to tell you how to do a broadcast. I mean, I just don't do that every day, but you do it like you're falling off a log, you just do it. So a BBB accredited tax preparer has agreed to uphold BBB standards, tell the truth, honor promises, be transparent, and most important when dealing with, personal information, to safeguard your privacy. So, that's one good reason to, if you're looking for a tax preparer, go to BBB.org, look for tax preparation. Not all tax preparation people have the same level of expertise and training. And some, you can get a CPA, or you can get somebody who just does taxes for you. I would imagine that most people out there who have a CPA, the CPA probably handles most of their taxes for them anyway. And they can probably do a lot quicker and more efficiently than most people can in the first place, just because they do it every day. What type of tax preparation expert do you need? And so, the first thing you need to do is know the different types of and their qualifications, what types of tax preparations prepare your taxes, or only enrolled agents, or their CPAs, tax attorneys. Some of these people may represent their clients to the IRS on such matters as audits and collections and appeals. Some companies will say, hey, if we make a mistake on your tax form, then we'll cover certain costs of that. And you really need to look into that before you do it, because they don't necessarily, if they make a mistake, they don't necessarily say, hey, we're going to pay the whole tax. You may still be obligated to the tax. They may just cover the penalty. But then again, if they do your taxes and you get audited and you left some information out, well, that's not the tax preparer's fault. You didn't give them all the information they need.
James Price here with us, the Better Business Bureau. We're talking about, how to choose a tax preparer here, and continue on. You've given off some great information. There are probably some questions we should ask that tax preparer.
Yeah, so a lot of people do tax. I know several people who do this. They enjoy working 5 or 6 months out of the year and taking the rest of the year off, but you certainly can't get them between January and April. They're just so busy with everything that they do a year's worth of work in like 4 months. But a couple different things. An enrolled agent is a tax preparer approved by the IRS to represent taxpayers. An enrolled agent must either have a prior qualifying employment with the IRS or pass a comprehensive IRS test on individual and business tax returns. To maintain an enrolled agent status, they must complete several credit hours and continuing education courses in accounting methods and tax regulations. An enrolled agent may work independently or a part of a firm and specialize in specific areas of tax law. So if you see somebody who does tax returns and they're an enrolled agent, well, then they've been through quite a bit of training and know how to do that. CPAs, certified public accountants, are licensed after passing a state professional qualifying exam. They're highly skilled in accounting. These skills and qualifications make them good candidates for complex tax planning and preparation. If they have experience in handling tax matters and they enroll in continuing education programs that keep them abreast of, constant changes in the tax law. And, CPAs is one of those things where you really need to appreciate a CPA. I know a lot of people I know that are CPAs, a lot of them don't pass the exam on the first test. It's like, oh, I gotta go take that again. So you find a CPA who passed the exam on the first try, you know that they've done their homework up front.
Apparently know their stuff.
Yes, and you can find CPAs, on BBB. Just go to BBB and look for CPA or certified public accountants, and you can find somebody who does that. Tax attorneys helps their clients with legal issues related to the taxes. They can represent individuals, businesses. Hiring a tax attorney is a good option for taxpayers looking for to shelter part of their income legally, or for those needing specialized advice on municipal bonds, estate planning, and those kind of things. A tax attorney can also represent clients in tax court and draft, legal documents along the way. So you can find a tax attorney on BBB.org. I would say, most people probably don't need a tax attorney right out of the gate, but it's good to know what they do and where to find them.
Yeah.
So, how do you choose a tax preparer? Choosing the right kind of tax preparer really depends on your tax situation, that kind of thing. And what you want to do is here's some tips to help you choose someone. The first one is review the tax preparer's credentials. Are they an EA? Are they a CPA? Are they a tax attorney qualified to present their clients to the IRS in all matters with forms and basic matters? Can they represent you in audit? Don't be afraid to ask those questions before you hire somebody. Be wary of spectacular promises. If a tax preparer promises you large refunds and then the completion, this is a red flag. Some tax preparers base their fees on the amount of your return and may not likely be used may be likely to use shady tax preparation tactics. In addition, you might want to avoid tax preparers who offer refund anticipation loans, as you could lose a good part of your tax return to commissions and fees. So read the fine print when it comes to getting your money back right away, or a refund anticipation loan. Get referrals from friends and family and BBB. One of the best ways to find a trustworthy tax preparer is to ask people you know, friends, family, get somebody to recommend. And another way is just check BBB. Even after you get some tips, just go to BBB and check them out, paying careful attention to other consumers' reviews or complaints. That research will give you a clear view on what you can expect. Think about availability. If the IRS errors in your tax forms or decides to perform an audit, will your tax preparer be available to help you with those details? Find out whether you can contact them year round or only during tax season. And this is really critical with some of these tax preparers who they work 4 or 5 months out of the year, but are they going to spend the rest of the year in the Bahamas? And will they have access to your files, and can they represent you? So be cautious about that. Ask about fees ahead of time before you agree to any services. Read the contract carefully and understand how much the tax preparer charges for their services. Ask about extra fees for e-filing, federal and local returns and fees, and any expected complications. Another thing to look at there is if they start doing your taxes and they've quoted you and they said, well, you're going to need an additional form because I found this in your financials. So a lot of times tax preparers will charge you for each form that you use. So if they call you up after you've negotiated that contract and they say, well, you're going to need these extra forms, ask them right then, well, what is that going to increase my cost any? And then if the things don't add, find somebody else. If a tax preparer can't verify their credentials, they have a record of bad reviews from previous clients, or their business practices don't seem convincing, don't do business with them. Remember, you're hiring them. This individual will handle your sensitive personal information that you need to keep safe and from corrupt and fraudulent tax preparers. So don't be afraid to move on to somebody else if you don't feel good about the tax preparation person. This time of the year, I can tell you there's a lot of people out there that are doing taxes. And when you find somebody good, it's a good idea to kind of stick with them.
Very good information here today. And if you want to check the BBB's website, you've got some tips on there, just what we were talking about on how to choose a tax preparer. And it is that time of the year, and even that tax software sometimes, trying to do it on your own, especially if you've got, like 1099s or those Schedule Ks or whatever they're called, like you're a business owner, things like that, So I sound like I'm smart, but I'm not. But I'm just talking about mine. So get some help, and good
There's
information.
additional articles on there on BBB.org too, like how to avoid tax scams, avoid being ghosted by your tax preparer, tax return preparers, headquarters. There's some things to look at. There's a variety of different articles on BBB that you can look at just for taxes. And so understand, what a due date is, and if you miss your due date, how is there going to be penalties involved, and that kind of thing.
Very good. That is James Price with the Better Business Bureau joining us today here on Rutherford Issues.